Now, that's the sound of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arriving back to his native Australia this morning. He's now a free man and reunited with his family. It comes after he pleaded guilty to violating US espionage law as part of a deal to gain his freedom. In the past few minutes, Julian's wife Stella has been speaking at a news conference in Canberra. She said her husband would need time to recover and get used to his freedom. She also paid tribute to those who had supported him.
It took millions of people. It took people working behind the scenes, people protesting on the streets for days and weeks and months and years. And we achieved it.
Miriam Webber, politics and public sector reporter with the Canberra Times, joins us now. Just can you give us details of what happened when he arrived and met his family?
Yeah, really surreal scenes here in Canberra. A very cool night here with a pack of journalists and supporters gathered by the airport. Just to see the moment he touched down, it had been a bit of a frenzy to figure out the details of where he was landing when. But we saw him come out of the aircraft, touch down and really walk directly over to his wife, Stella, embrace her, embrace his father, John, and then give a really triumphant fist and a wave to the crowd as well.
What's the political reaction been? What has the Prime Minister said?
Well, just really 10 minutes after Julian touched down, we had a press conference with the Prime Minister at Parliament House where he was signalling that arrival and a real success for the Australian government. He said he had spoken to Mr. Assange just moments after he touched down in Canberra and that he was very pleased to have been the first person to have spoken to him. And that it had been a really warm conversation. We later heard from Julian Assange's lawyer that he had told the Prime Minister that he had saved his life. In terms of what the Prime Minister was saying there about Mr. Assange, he was asked whether he'd been meeting with him in coming days, and he sort of avoided that question. So we don't yet know exactly what he's doing here in Canberra and what will be happening.
Another news conference is taking place as we speak. His legal team is now talking. What is it saying?
So his legal team has really welcomed this historic day and his arrival as a free man in Australia. It was a bit of a chaotic press conference. Plenty of people packed into a Canberra hotel just trying to see what was happening. There was a lot of anticipation that he might actually speak, but he did not appear. His legal team were just talking about the long journey to get here over many years and the people who had contributed to that. They also spoke quite warmly of the Australian government and public officials who had helped to get Julian home and also just forecast, you know, what the media really spoke on his role as a journalist as they see it and spoke on the role of press freedom.
What happens next?
So that's really unclear at this stage. I think next we're really just focused on days at this moment. They really were focused on celebrating what has just occurred. But I think it's a question of whether we'll see Julian front the media. It seems a little bit unlikely. The focus is really on his welfare at this stage. And I think then we'll turn to whether there'll be any pardon for him. There's really no insight into that at this stage. Politicians and Julian's supporters seem quite focused on just focusing on the moment and the historic nature of this.
Miriam Webber, thank you for joining us from Australia this afternoon.